There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
For those of you who are wondering where Objectivist Girl is, she had to call out. It's kind of snowy here, and she didn't want to get on the roads and drive the long distance from Manchester to Keene, New Hampshire. So we miss her, but you get a double dose of Cantwell this week.
Yeah, sorry to tell you, folks. And I don't know. Listen, Lauren, if you're listening out there, the roads are fine, okay? I don't know what it's like in your local neighborhood. Maybe it's rough in the local neighborhood or whatever. Maybe Manchester doesn't plow their streets. I don't know. But once you get onto the interstate, everything's fine. We went to Concord today and back, so I don't have a whole lot of sympathy for Objectivist Girl tonight. But I'm glad to be in the studio with you, Mark, so thanks for having me.
So the big topic right now that's going on in the nation is to vaccinate or not to vaccinate. And I've heard the talk show hosts taking it on, the cable news networks are taking it on. Apparently, Rand Paul, the standard bearer for libertarian politics in America, has been quoted.
I just want everybody to note the sarcasm in Mark's voice, because I don't think that he is the standard bearer of libertarianism.
Well, I think he's the standard bearer of libertarian politics at this point, but that is...
With the emphasis on politics.
Right. Like, politics is all about compromise, and...
Rand Paul's big on that.
Yeah, there's a lot of compromise. I don't know what his values are entirely. He seems to... Like, this story kind of shows it. In one case, he's quoted as saying something to the effect of that vaccines... Trying to look at that he's talked to lots of people who have had bad experiences with vaccines, and that I've heard of many tragic cases of walking, talking, normal children who wound up with profound mental disorders after vaccines. And then he gets it from the pro-vaxxer side, right? Boom! You know, shots fired, it's all on.
Right.
And so he goes and, you know, he says his children are vaccinated, and he goes and gets some kind of booster shot or a flu vaccine or something like that to prove, hey, I like you people too, right? So
that's his whole entire thing. It's the whole doublespeak, and it makes me nauseous.
It's politics, and that's kind of what you got to do that politic thing. I understand where you're coming from. I'm just saying that's what it's about.
Yeah.
Chris Christie has recently gotten in trouble with it. The Democrats generally have are really having to toe a line here. This is kind of I wouldn't call it a bipartisan issue. This is a super partisan issue, meaning that it is above partisanship. So you either are pro-vax or anti-vax, but it doesn't really matter whether you're a Republican or Democrat as far as that goes. Does that make sense?
No. Super partisan would intend to imply it's extremely partisan, as in one side likes it and one side doesn't. That would tend to imply...
Okay, let's call it extra partisan.
Extra partisan, that would make sense, yeah.
So it's extra partisan in that you don't know what...
you don't know what side they're going to fall on it based on what color tie they wear. Yeah.
Right. So they, like for instance...
Or skirt, excuse me.
Hillary Clinton went back in 2008 when she was running. She was kind of giving the Jenny McCarthy folks of the world a, throwing them a bone. Barack Obama, same thing. Now Chris Christie, to some extent, saying, hey, you know, you should be able to make the choice for yourself. The Democrats, actually, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were even more so like saying there's disturbing science out there and that kind of thing. So, I'm of a different opinion on that. I think that vaccines probably work, but that you don't really know what the side effects. All medical issues have side effects.
Right.
And so, therefore, I can't make a decision for you and your family what side effects you want to deal with. Also, you are probably most qualified, maybe me or not, but I'm going to go ahead and assume that you're the most qualified person to decide whether or not you're going to be allergic to vaccines. How do you know that until you're dead?
Yeah,
right?
And what happens is I feel like the whole vaccine issue gets really confused with libertarians. I mean, there are people who are screaming from the rooftops that vaccines are like a bioweapon that's just going to destroy the human race. And then there are libertarians who are like, well, vaccines are very good. And I'm like, well, you know, as far as my politics are concerned, my issue here is whether or not people get to choose. And that people get to choose is what is important for me. I am not terribly interested. I am not a doctor. I don't know. This is not medical advice, ladies and gentlemen. So I get concerned when we have a situation where governments are going to, you know, compel you into their schools and then compel you to get the vaccines to be in the schools and that sort of thing. And I do get very frustrated with the, you know, unquestioningly pro-vaccine crowd that is like, well, you have to get vaccinated so other people don't get sick. And I'm right. like, well, it's if aggressive. The vaccine works, then it should prevent you from getting sick. It shouldn't matter if I'm sick.
That's not really how vaccines work. They increase your immunity to whatever disease it is, but they may only increase it, say, 30%. But when you have a large population that has taken them, you have this thing called herd immunity.
Yeah.
But that's really the problem is I've got a map here that I've looked throughout the United States, and when you're looking at people, as far as herd immunity goes, they've got a big Oregon appears to be the worst, right? Now, the rate of non-medical vaccine exemptions by state, this is the map, percentage of kindergartners with non-medical exemptions in the school year of 2012 to 2013. Apparently, Oregon, which has 6% plus, so everybody else is below that. So basically, what they're claiming is that herd immunity is in danger when you have 95% of the population vaccinated. You can't tell me that the libertarian stance, well, I think you should be able to make a decision like that one. You can't tell me that I'm pro-vaccine, but I think you should be able to make the decision. Well, it doesn't really work that way with vaccines. If you want a vaccine to work, you kind of have to force people. If you want it to work as well as it's supposed to, you kind of have to force people to take it. That's a problem.
Yeah, I'd say that's a pretty serious problem. And, I mean, it seems to me that this is not the most effective product that could possibly make its way to market.
Well, they don't have anything more effective at this point.
Well, then maybe they should stop regulating the heck out of the medical industry.
Let's go to Dave calling in on Skype, I believe from Montana.
Dave,
you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yo, Free Talk Live. Long live Free Talk Live.
What's on your mind, Dave?
Hey, I was just going to say the same thing. If the vaccine works, why should you have to worry about catching it? But now you're telling me that there's a 30% chance if I get the vaccine, I could still. So the government is forcing people into gambling then, kind of like.
That's really what it comes down to.
It's a game. They're forcing us to gamble with our chances of catching the disease that they're telling me if I get the vaccination, I could still get the disease and get sick from the vaccination. Because it says it right on the damn label. It says it could even cause death, you know, if you read the fine print.
Well, I think it probably depends on the vaccine, but I mean, I can tell you that, okay, so anything above 102 degree temperature is life threatening, by definition. I have the two sickest times I've been in my life were from the flu vaccine. I understand the flu vaccine is not the same as other vaccines, in many ways, but, you know, it certainly makes me quite nervous, that's the case. I have 103 degree temperature from what they call serum sickness.
Wow.
And, you know, people want to dismiss this as though it's anything, but what difference does it make if I die from the flu, influenza, or if I die from serum sickness? I mean, you know, like, I don't want to play this game.
And I'm under the understanding that when you get booster vaccinations, that you're actually contagious for, like, 24 hours, you know?
I've heard people make these claims. I am not a doctor, and my understanding is that these things are supposed to be inert and that can't happen. But I don't, you know, I don't know. And that's one of the difficulties is the pro-vax crowd, what their claim is, and I think it's a reasonable one, is that non-medical people shouldn't be making medical decisions.
And now they're going to say that you can't have a religious exemption from it.
That's what I believe.
And that's one of our basic freedoms, freedom of religion. I do not want to mix animal blood or animal cells with my body. I believe that I want no animalness in me.
So, Shire Free Church, you can go to church.shiresociety.com to find out about it. If you want to be a member of the Shire Free Church, all you have to do is declare yourself one. And the Shire Free Church believes that you have the right to decide whether or not you take a vaccine. So you can have a religious exemption that way. Thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype. That's 855-450-FREE.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand.
It's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind, or it's lrn.fm on Skype. Mark with you.
And Cantwell, you should be plugging my blog more often.
Okay.
Ian always gives me blog plugs.
He is good at that. I use co-hosts like they're dirty rags.
So, yeah, ChristopherCantwell.com is where you can find me. It's especially important tonight because I'm not usually on Thursday night. Some of these folks might not be familiar with me. Now, if you go over to ChristopherCantwell.com, you will get familiar with me. And then you'll hate me because I'm a kind of a controversial guy.
You're
and
a nicer guy on the show than you are in the...
I'm a lot nicer on Free Talk Live than I am on ChristopherCantwell.com or on Some Garbage Podcast, which is my Friday podcast that I do every week.
There you go. So check it out, ChristopherCantwell.com. And we're going to Texas, Austin, Texas, to the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference that's there. It's at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, March the 28th and 29th. They're going to have lots of speakers there, including George Glider. That's the guy who basically invented Reaganomics. IBM's Sambala Nair. He's the architect of their blockchain technology, Adept. And David Johnston, one of the guys behind BitAngels, who's putting together the second annual Bitcoin, this is the hackathon. I'm sorry. The $1 million Bitcoin hackathon is what that's called. And that's sort of incorporated with the Bitcoin conference. And it's the biggest and best part of the conference. I think the speakers are great, but this hackathon is where so many things happen. This is why I consider it to be the premier Bitcoin event throughout the year. So please come out and join us. We had a really great time. The tickets are very, very inexpensive. You can get a ticket for $150. But if you use coupon code FTL, you get it for $125. It's $25 off. $25 of that ticket will go to Sean's Outpost. That's the charity we picked to help homeless people around the United States. And that, you know, feeds and houses and does the sort of things that Sean's Outpost does. Completely funded, mostly through Bitcoin organization. Doesn't get government funding.
What's with all this charity at Free Talk Live? Aren't you guys supposed to be like greedy libertarian capitalists?
Libertarians hate poor people. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Come out and hang with us. It'll be a lot of fun. Going on with the vaccine claim. So politicians are weighing in all over this. Lots of people, you know, there's two sides. And I think that this is a relevant conversation because both sides feel threatened. This is why this is such a big issue right now. Because one side says, you're a virulent little pustule running around with your diseases if you haven't been vaccinated.
And, the way you put that.
Right. Okay, so, I mean, I'm obviously being a little bombastic, but they have a point, right?
Right. You're a disease-ridden creature that needs to be stopped from infecting the rest of the society.
It's not an incorrect statement, right?
Right.
Like, it is much better for you to go outside and, you know, fill your mouth full of mud and, you know, and French kiss a dog than it is to hang
some
out.
Some folks have been known to do, by the way.
But than it is to hang out with other human beings.
Right.
We carry the diseases that infect us.
Exactly.
So the things that we talk about being dirty are not so dirty. It's hanging out with the people that, you know, it's hanging out with the rest of us. You know, these folks, it's dirty. And I think that's a relevant claim. I'm not going to claim otherwise. And the other side says, your vaccines are killing us. You've got Big Pharma is raging a war on the population or whatever it is that their claim is.
Right. And you get into it, like you had mentioned before we went out, that it's not like a partisan issue, right? It's an extra partisan, as you had put it, right? Because, I mean, you have on the like lefty liberal side, you say, what, this is all greedy capitalists trying to extract from us, da 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 da, it's Big Pharma and the companies and the corporations, man. And then you have on the conservative side, you say, how dare this government intrusion come into my life? You shouldn't be having anything to do with the medical industry. But, you know, the lefties are all like, of course, we're supposed to control your every medical decision. And then but then they have the concerns about the corporations and the conservatives are, I don't know a lot of conservatives who are like, yeah, mandatory vaccines, right?
I would say the ultra conservatives are.
I'm sorry.
I thought you were going to say something else. The conservatives generally don't mind the mandates.
The neocons, is that more what you're referring to?
You want to say the neocons?
The John McCains of the world?
No, I don't. I think that this crosses that boundary. So the neocons and the conservatives generally are, you know, this is what you're supposed to do. You know, this is what you're ordered to do. Go do it, soldier. That kind of thing. Whereas the ultra conservatives are like, Bill Gates is trying to kill off the everybody around the world, and
right,
he's using vaccines to do it. Like, there's a conspiracy aspect to it.
Which is like have you seen that video?
No, I don't.
Oh, dude, look at that video. Bill Gates literally stands on a stage in front of, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of people. And there's this video, it's all over the internet, where he goes, you know, we've got this big problem with overpopulation. There's way too many people on the planet. We can sort of solve that with vaccines. And I just looked at this and I said, oh my God, like what kind of lunatic plan is that? That you're going to go around injecting people in hopes of lowering the population? This doesn't sound like you're out to save lives, pal.
I think we're going to have to post that at freetalklive.com during the break. I have not heard that. So
yeah, we'll pull it up and maybe we hoot it out, and you can follow us on Twitter at freetalklive.
Yeah, that's twitter.freetalklive.com.
Twitter.freetalklive.com.
You're the tweeting sort. So my point on this is there's this special sort of libertarian position that you'll often hear. People will call in and they'll say, I'm pro-vaccine, rabidly pro-vaccine. I like vaccines, but since I'm a libertarian, I don't want to see it mandated. And I think that this is basically a pointless position because vaccines to get herd immunity, from what I can tell, there's a big flashing red light over here in places like Oregon, Idaho, Vermont, Michigan, as far as vaccinations go. And these places really have just slightly over 5% of the kindergartners have a non-medical exemption to vaccines. You're talking about more than 90% of the population is vaccinated, and they're worried about that.
Right. And now non-medical exemption, I'm just to clarify that term, I'm assuming that this is, okay, you have an exemption from vaccination for some other reason than you expect to have an allergic reaction.
That's
or something
correct.
Like that, right? Okay. And so, but it would seem to me, and no, I can absolutely square that circle with libertarianism, right? So if the vaccine is a good product, then it would stand to reason that people in the society would want it, right?
Yeah.
And so you don't have to mandate it if it's a good product. If it's a bad product, if it's not going to work, if it's not going to help people, if it has terrible side effects and people don't want it, then you know what? People won't take it. And you know what else? If we have a situation where, okay, there's, you know, a disease outbreak, okay? Some people are going to be immune to the disease naturally,
yeah,
and some people are not. And you know what? That's called natural selection.
Sadly. Another point I'd like to make is that vaccines, any medical procedure has risks. Some medical procedures have more risk. Some medical procedures have less risk, but they all have risk. Polio, for instance, been eradicated in the United States, basically. What are my chances? If I get a polio vaccine, my chances of being harmed by the vaccine are higher than my chances of being harmed by the disease I'm being vaccinated
against.
Way
higher, yeah.
855-450-3733. That doesn't make any sense to me. 855-450-FREE.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
You can also call us on Skype. Username is LRN.FM. Valentine's Day. There's no getting around it. It's coming down the pipe very soon. Your time is running out, and I would encourage you to check out Sherry's Berries. You go to berries.com, berries.com, and you can order huge, delicious, fresh strawberries that are dipped in chocolate, whether it's white chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate. I swear, these things are so good. I would put them among the best things I put in my mouth. That's the statement I'm willing to make.
I mean, among the best things, sure. I'll go ahead with among the best.
They are very, very good. And we have an offer that will get you 40% off of
them. They are the best plant material I've put in my mouth by far.
There you go. You just go there to berries.com. There's a microphone in the upper right-hand corner. You click on that, you enter coupon code FTL, you get 40% off of the price of the berries. That's great. There's another offer, and I would encourage you to do this too. Add 10, double the berries for 10 bucks. So that's available to you at berries.com. If you go and you click on the microphone, you use coupon code FTL. Your loved one, it's Valentine's Day, but that doesn't mean it has to be your Valentine necessarily. Moms love attention on Valentine's Day.
They sure do.
Kids love attention on Valentine's Day. Cherry's berries, everybody will love them.
And it's strawberries and chocolate. You just can't go wrong. And it's like premium chocolate, too. Like, I mean, like, look, you can go to the supermarket. Let's just be honest with them. Like, you can go to the supermarket, go grab some strawberries, and then go dip them in some chocolate, even, like, sprinkle some nuts on them. You could do all that stuff, right?
Yep.
It's and you do it a lot cheaper than you can do it, go to Cherry's Berries, but they're not going to be as good. It's premium chocolate. They're premium berries. It's an excellent product. I tried them for the first time the other night, and I'm so angry that I hadn't done it before because I've been listening to this commercial on, like, I listen to the Patriot Channel on Sirius XM, and, like, they're always plugging this stuff, and I was like, I'm going to do that, and I never did it. And then I tried it the other night, and I was like, oh, I should have done this sooner.
Very, very good. BERRIES.com. The microphone in the upper right-hand corner, enter coupon code FTL, and get your loved one some berries today. Do it now. Cherry's Berries at berries.com. Let's go. We're talking about vaccines here, I believe, and Donald calling in from, it looks like KVLI in Lake Isabella. Donald, is that where you're calling in from?
Yeah, that is.
Excellent.
It's a little AM station up here, 5,000 watts in a mountainous area. I'm in the Sierra Nevada southern end of it. And
AM's really good. AM's really good in the mountainous areas because it hugs the earth. So AM's tend to do better.
No. I can leave my house, and in 10 minutes, you guys aren't in my radio or cell phone coverage either. I live in the mountains.
Okay.
Anyways, I'm old school. I'm 56 years of age. I have two daughters and four grandchildren, and I've worked hard all my life, starting at the age of 17. And I consider, if you haven't put a label on me, I'm old school. That means when you say something, you have to do what you say. And if this guy, like yesterday, you were just preaching the blues about this guy that got convicted. Well, you know what? And you shouldn't have been doing something that is really going to affect a lot of weak people negatively. And that means that you're saying, well, the government shouldn't have to go after him. Oh, yeah? Well, what about the little guy that, you know, is stealing from his neighbor to buy drugs off the Internet because he thinks he's going to get away with it? I'm sorry, but software is not going to cut it. And like you said, he made a confession.
Let me rebut, if I may. You do understand that prohibition drives up the price of things, right?
I understand that entirely. Okay. I'm not
the person that's stealing, first off, if you're stealing to get drugs, you're doing something wrong, and as far as I'm concerned, you should have to pay for that. However, what I believe, it's your body, and so therefore you should be able to do whatever you want with your body. If what you want to do is...
I agree wholeheartedly, and that's what this country was founded on. So why do I have to move to New Hampshire? Because I hate snow, okay? I'm at 2,800 feet, so I get snow maybe twice a year and not a lot. And I think anywhere in America, whether it's Phoenix, Arizona, or, you know, right on the border states, it's a freaking war zone. I mean, come on. There's so many problems in this country. I couldn't vote for a Democrat with the way they've been talking about. The last Democrat I was proud of was Harry S. Truman when he dropped a bomb on both of those cities and stopped American lives being killed.
So I'm interested to talk about the original topic that you brought up. I mean, you're sort of all over the place, if you will. So I mean, when you called in here originally, you said, you know, you have to do what you say, right? And I believe in that. I'm sorry?
That's right. You have
himself.
To do what you say. The only thing you have in this world that you're going to face God with is your word.
I'm not big on the God thing, but I do believe that people should keep to their word because it affects their reputation, and that there's entirely too much in this society of people who say one thing and do another, and I find that absolutely deplorable. And so I think that, you know, it seems to be you're calling in about Ross Ulbricht. You started off saying you got to do what you say, and then you went into how he's a bad guy for selling people exactly what they wanted. What Ross Ulbricht really did was provide a service with an escrow so that people could, you know, ensure the integrity of their transactions, to ensure the integrity of their contracts. He was making sure that people did what they said, and I think that that's a valuable service, don't you?
So isn't that a kingpin in a criminal enterprise?
Look, I'm not saying that he didn't do what they accused him of doing, right? I'm 100%. Look, there should have been a jury nullification effort. The guy had him dead to rights.
I think the problem is when we allow the government to define what criminal behavior is. You elect a bunch of people, politicians, whose the name is synonymous with criminals, and then you let criminals define what criminal behavior is. No, his behavior wasn't criminal. The criminals defined his behavior as criminal. People who believe that they rule you have decided that that behavior is criminal.
Yeah, and I don't disagree that the guy broke the law, right? I just don't care about the law. I don't respect the authority of the United States federal government.
Donald, we got a little bit of a phone issue going on as far as audio, but I welcome you to call back in. It just sounds like there's a lot of wind or something going on. But please continue to call in, Donald. I think you brought up some great points.
Yeah, I appreciate what he brought up. It's just like, and it's funny to me. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how often these folks listen to the program, but like the thing is that I've never questioned whether or not Russ Ulbricht was the founder of the Silk Road or not. I never questioned whether he was running the thing. My problem with the Silk Road trial is not that I thought that Russ Ulbricht was innocent. It's that Russ Ulbricht shouldn't go to jail for what he did. You know?
Well, I also point out that there's a double standard, right? Like, Donald brought up the criminality of it, and then, you know, criminality is defined by politicians. When I was living in Florida, Jeb Bush was the governor at the time, and his daughter, I believe, was caught with some, I think it was crack cocaine, if I remember correctly. And there was all kinds of kerfuffle.
If I was Jeb Bush's daughter, I'd smoke crack, too.
And Jeb Bush came on, and he asked the media to, to give his family some room during this difficult time.
Oh, yeah. Because,
you think that the cops in your town are going to give you and your family a little room in this difficult time when they catch you, your daughter, with some crack?
Yeah. You're absolutely. You spend your days passing and signing laws and endorsing a current system of the war on drugs, and you have no intention of stopping that from happening to everybody else. People are being arrested and imprisoned and having their lives destroyed by it on a daily basis, and then you're going to come around and tell me that because what? Because you're supposed to hold you to a lower standard than the rest of society? Go to hell.
Right. And this is, okay, so the whole nation of laws thing. I used to really be a nation of laws kind of guy. I really was that. But then I came to the understanding that as long as there have been nations, and as long as there have been laws, the people who make those laws don't hold themselves to the same standards they hold the rest of us to.
Well, and the other thing is, like, rule of law has a meaning that goes beyond whatever a democratically elected government says. Like, rule of law is supposed to mean property. It's supposed to mean the rule of property, that you protect person and property. Rule of law, when we're talking about rule of law versus rule of men is how you get the war on drugs, and that's a problem.
855-450-3733. Hold us to account. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. LRN.FM on Skype.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's finally gone strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is
the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-3733. I would love to blame that on a technical difficulty. It would just be a lie.
It's all my fault. I stepped out. I'm actually doing some laundry downstairs.
You attempting to take responsibility for it.
What?
I appreciate you attempting to take responsibility for it.
But what happened is you actually screwed up in my absence. Is that what happened? Mr. Yeah. Radio Pro?
Yeah, it's completely my fault.
Go sell some advertisements, Mark.
I do that. There's no doubt about it. 855-450-3733. So, I think that we've kind of wrapped up the vaccine debate, but, Cantwell, you had something you brought in that was on your mind, and it's slipping my mind now.
No, there was another Rand Paul story, and I hate to, give this guy any more attention, but I thought that it was interesting.
See, I think Rand Paul is the best politician, which is kind of like, to me, saying the best form of cancer.
Yeah.
The best stinging insect.
Right. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to figure figure out what my levels of cancer preference are off the top of my head. But, you could get a lot worse than Rand Paul, no question about it. And one of the good things about Rand Paul is he goes after the Federal Reserve, right?
Yep.
Libertarians, not big fans of the Federal Reserve. Fiat money, central bank, global central economic planning, not on my list of favorite things in the world. And so he's been going after the Federal Reserve, and he said something to the effect if he wanted the Congress to take greater control over monetary policy.
Okay.
And so some folks think that that's a really great idea. Of course, the Federal Reserve, not such a big fan of it. Now, I've got my concerns about that, too. But in any case, so there's an article on The Hill titled Fed Fires Back at Ron Paul. And it said the Federal Reserve is lashing out at Senator Rand Paul's plan to give Congress more oversight over the central bank, a proposal that could gain traction in the new Republican-led Congress. The Kentucky Republican reintroduced his Audit the Fed legislation last month with 30 co-sponsors, including other potential 2016 GOP hopefuls, Senator Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio. The proposal, once championed by his father, former Rep. Ron Paul, would subject the central bank to an audit by the Government Accountability Office. And, auditing the Fed sounds like a great idea.
What a terrible idea. Well, they've done sort of self-audits and that sort of thing. But
that's not an audit.
Yeah.
I audited myself. We're good. Like, I would love to be able to tell the IRS that. Sorry to tell you, folks. There's no such thing as a self-audit.
I think that this is who doesn't? Why wouldn't you want to see an audit of the Federal Reserve? I mean, I have yet to hear anybody make a cogent argument against this, other than, it's a waste of money to do an audit. But, the federal government has been shown over and over again, not that the Federal Reserve is the federal government, but, people involved have been shown to be completely irresponsible all over the place. Why in the world wouldn't you want to audit them?
Exactly. And so, so that is the thing. Look, the auditing of it makes a lot of sense to me. I don't know why there's so much resistance to it other than the Federal Reserve has something to hide,
yeah.
Right? But when we talk about the Congress like having more say over what happens at the Federal Reserve, I think that there's really reasonable concerns about that. And so does Richard Fisher, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. He said in an interview with The Hill, quote, "Who in their right mind would ask the Congress of the United States, who can't cobble together a fiscal policy, to assume control of monetary policy?" Now, look, that's a pretty reasonable statement, actually. Look, I'm no big fan of the Federal Reserve. Fed Chairwoman Janet Yellen has already vowed to fight the legislation, and President Obama would likely veto it. Still, Fed watchers note that Paul has become emboldened by the new Republican majority in Congress, and he possesses an even louder national microphone as he moves closer to a 2016 presidential run.
Yeah.
The thing, because this was an interesting thing when I was first getting involved in libertarian politics and I was still sort of doing the minarchist thing, this is what the government-type libertarians will sort of push, is that Congress should be in control of monetary policy.
Some of them will say that. Even when I – okay, so minarchist, we need to define that. That's a small government person.
Right.
When I was a small government guy, and I guess I still am a small government guy when I'm still of the opinion that money should be free. This is the very worst thing that the government's involved in is money policy.
Right.
They should not be involved, and money should be basically up to individuals.
Yeah, I want to qualify that. You had said money should be free, and by free you mean free market. Free money is a dangerous concept, of course.
I get where you're coming from, yes.
But I know what you mean. I just wanted to qualify it for the listeners. So, yeah, like we have free market currencies like Bitcoin, silver and gold and precious metals are all free market monetary systems.
U.S. petrodollars backed up by the U.S. military. Well, don't worry. We'll come up with something else as the world's reserve currency. It'll probably be something of value. Hopefully it would be something of value. But I don't think the United States basically rules the world because of its dollars and because of its military. They're at this point, they're not producing what they used to. There's many, many nations that are going to take that away from them relatively quickly. And, It's just it's an unfair way to control the marketplace.
Have you ever seen the Money Masters documentary series?
I don't know.
So, like, that's one of the things that'll go around. It's popular with, like, the Alex Jones crowd in large part, right? And the idea that they come up with is basically, you know, the central bank's a bad thing. They say, well, fiat currency isn't even bad. It's just we need to see who controls
yes,
it.
Yes, I've seen that. Yeah.
And so, look, I don't have a problem with money that's not backed up by precious metals, right? Like, this was like my first complaint about Bitcoin when that started to gain traction. I was like, are you people crazy? We don't need another fiat currency, right? But I came on to, like, understand it later on in the economics and the mechanics of it, and I think it's a wonderful thing today, and I just wish I had figured it out when you could get a whole bunch of Bitcoins for a dollar.
Yeah.
So the smart people who saw that, they made out real well, and I'm, you know, picking them up as I go along.
Lucky, whatever they are. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. We've got Tom calling in from Nashua. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's about the security breach at Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah. See, the next thing is you don't even have to hack into their server and steal everybody's name and birth dates and social security numbers and all that other good stuff. You just send out an email. You go onto their website and capture the Anthem logo that's on there and send out all these emails saying, hi, we're Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, and we're so sorry that this data breach happened, and you were one of the people that got affected, and so we're going to give you free credit monitoring service. Just click on this link and fill in the form and give us your name, your date of birth, your social security number, and the test security questions like, well, what kind of musical instrument did you play in high school and everything, and there's people who will fall for that, and they'll fill it all in.
Does the Fishers already started that? Have you seen it, or are you just expecting it?
I'm expecting it, and I'm sure the bad guys have thought of it, but the good guys who listen to your program there, they might not have thought of that. But
yeah.
You know what I hope happens is I hope they hack into the insurance company and get all the abortion records and put them online so everybody will know.
Why would you want people to know that?
Because, I mean, it would serve as a deterrent to, you know, people are worried that somebody's going to hack into the insurance company's or the medical records and put them online, then they might not want to go and get an abortion.
I can certainly sympathize with that. I have very strong opinions on abortion. I feel like abortion is an act of violence. I think it's a deplorable thing that no decent human being should engage in. So
But we've tried the whole, outlawing it thing, and that didn't really go very well, right?
Well, right. And the thing here is that, look, my opinion on this has always been that we just lack agency in the matter. All right, like position that a mother is in, a mother has no right to kill her child in or out of the womb, but while the child is in the womb, it's just like we don't have agency in the matter. It's not like you can sign a contract with the child to act as the child's agent, and thus there's not a whole lot that we can do about it. And to talk about going out and hacking into an insurance company, taking their data, and then putting that out all over the internet in the hopes that it'll discourage women from doing this terrible, terrible thing. I say that at that point, I mean, you're violating the property of the insurance company, you're violating the privacy of all of these other people who did not have abortions. I'm going to go ahead and have to say that that's a bad thing. But if people are just I like things that discourage abortion.
And you know what else you need to do is that the government needs to stop imposing all these restrictions that make it tough for single moms, like zoning restrictions where they drive up the cost of rent and all the child labor laws.
Thanks for the call, Tom.
The
appreciate it. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another micro-loan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.